kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May negosyo at mga produkto ka ba mula sa Pilipinas na nais mong dalhin dito sa Australia? Paano nga ba malalaman kung export ready na ang mga ito? Sa episode ng Paano Ba, mapapakinggan natin ang paliwanag ni Consul Commercial mula sa DTI Sydney, Emmanuel Ang, kung ano ang mga ginagawa para matiyak na maaari nang madala sa ibang bansa ang iyong mga produkto at ang kanilang mga tulong, serbisyo at gabay para maisagawa ito.
Paano ba malalaman natin kung export ready na ang mga produkto natin to para makatawid ng other countries or
okay. There are many things that yung DTI, the Department of Trade and Industry, we have many services along that line, no? I'll mention two lang na. First of all, sabi mo, how will they know na pwede na ba sila makapag-export, etc. In the Philippines, we have different bureaus that are in charge of different things. One of them, let's say for example, the Export Marketing Bureau sa Pilipinas, EMB. They are in charge of developing exporters. So, let's say for example, you're located in Bicol. For example lang, Pilinat, producer ka. You have a very nice product, honey-glazed pili or something, yeah? You're thinking, can I export this in Australia? May kamag-anak ako ron, sabi, oy, pwedeng ibenta, ayan. But the first thing is, we have to check kung yung, are you capable enough for exports, di ba? So yung product development mo, okay na ba? Yung shelf life mo is long enough ba para so ship na dito? Kasi may requirement how many shelf life bago ka isa-stock sa shelves, sa grocery. Na-develop mo na ba yung product mo to that extent, no? Kung ang problema mo is intervention in that sense, DOST, EMB, DTI can help you out. So to develop your product even before you export. Yeah? Kung problema mo packaging, we can also help you out. So may mga ganun. Once you develop your product well enough, we can help you test the market. It makes no sense that if you are not good enough to sell locally, how can you feel you're good enough to sell overseas? So first, we'll help you with local trade fairs sa Pilipinas. We can, kung maganda na yung produkto mo, sasama ka na namin sa national and regional trade fairs and see if you ano, if you're good enough to make it in the Philippines, okay na yung labeling mga capabilities mo and you have the scale. Again, of course, orders, usually, minsan, several containers. Hindi naman pala nila kaya. So these things, once you're export ready, then the offices here ng DTI, like my office, we come in. We bring the buyers. But before we introduce you to the buyer, you have to be export ready. Kasi otherwise, mapapahiya lang pareho eh. We waste the time of the buyer. Next time, the buyer will not go to us anymore kapag ininbita namin for a real exporter. So, may mga checks and balances rin naman. But again, the short answer is there's really parang pipeline of how we can help an SME in the Philippines develop into an exporter. Pwede yan. And the natural second question to that is, how do I start? You start by contacting our regional offices and provincial offices. Kasi DTI has regional and provincial offices. You go to them, yung local, ano, they will help you with, take a look at your product and help advise you, ano ba yung appropriate next step mo? Okay. That's one answer, no? A second answer is, maybe they have businesses that are brands, like franchises. Pwede rin nila dalhin dito. We've been very active in helping Philippine brands to try to make it here. Yeah, like for example, last May we had the Philippine Franchise Association come here. I don't know if you passed by. Dumaan kayo, no? We had Jollibee, we had Max, and even the smaller kinds of businesses. So Mama, we're trying to get franchisees here. That's one way we can help them as well. Again, you have to be ready for international franchising, di ba? For that, we can help you as well, or you can go to the Philippine Franchise Association, tulungan ka. Once you're ready, you can join and come over here. We'll find the franchisees for you.
Now that you mentioned about the franchises, isa siguro sa madalas na naitatanong sa inyo ng mga Pilipino dito sa Australia ay yung franchise ng mga fast food chains natin sa Pilipinas like Jollibee. So ang tanong, bakit wala pa sa Australia?
I'm sorry, I really cannot comment too much because I'm quite involved as well in some of the things that are happening. So yeah, and as well, and Jollibee as well is a little bit more conservative in keeping cards to their chest and so they won't make unfounded announcements. So I'd rather not say anything. But what I can say is there's really a strong interest from Jollibee to come in. I'm very hopeful that in the near future, 1 or 2 years, hopefully, meron. Of course, I cannot guarantee, but there are discussions happening. So, sana may mangyari. Well, for our Filipino community here, ang message ko lang is that we are all together to, if we can help each other to be ambassadors for investing in the Philippines. So, there's many of our Filipino community here are businessmen and professionals, very respected in their companies, in the fields that they work in, doctors, lawyers. I hope that in the companies that they are in, if there are opportunities they see, for example, if they're in a big company and then they see a lot of, let's say, some things that are in the front and back office that are happening that maybe can be outsourced to the Philippines at better quality, lower value, a lower cost. Why not, try to convince the company, hey, look at the Philippines, you know, if they need information or, help to make them the pitch to help them create a pitch for their company. Just approach us. We'll give them the information. Kasi sayang eh. We have doctors in big hospitals. Maybe some of the medical services can be outsourced to the Philippines. Yeah, sayang, sayang. Yeah. So, I hope at the back of our minds, we keep that, our eyes open sometimes. Makakatulong rin tayo. Thank you.
Para sa iba pang paksa at proseso na nais ninyong himayin, huwag mag-alala, ating iisa-isahin dito sa Paano Ba? Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.